She got other 25 women who come there, after come there to selection day. Before they move our own Andrew, I went there to KZN with my counterpart, DS Perez, to see maybe they are having some challenges. So she got those 25 women busy because they have to ship the 250 baskets every month. And she said, hey, they she's able to do 2 baskets. And on top of that, they, my counterpart said, also media, CCTV and others, which they showed the girl screen, and South Africans saw it. One old lady said, she says, white lady, she's saying, she said, I've got 8 shops, I want those baskets. So if they need it, they need exposure. And 2 days after that, one man in Devon, that actually came with the money and said, here's the money, I want to pass it. So it's the issue, I'm trying to show the issue, the importance of market, and that it can contribute to our economy and create jobs. And also we are getting rid of the middleman, because you'll find, the laws that we're defining were already started saying, we want to connect our customers straight with the company. So by doing that, it's very good to see, and she's going to India with other customers. Next week I'm going to Qatar with other countries are inviting us. It shows that there is a big market out there, even within our own country. So I was just saying that as a club, we are reintroducing it at school. It's very important that it be there. So the rest of our account for a long time. Young boy. The issue of financial management. Because they can't ask for money today and then this year we give them. Next year they still come. They start to know, they could rather say our market, our business is growing, so to grow it. And the issue of packaging, that you find, you buy something, this person just take a packing cheddar. It's cheddar and all a newspaper and what we so we want the quality issue. So the rest, our activities here, and these things, they will go take for it. And then when my time arrives to go to the education, because we are the statement, I think by the last one day, I should be with you sometime. Thank you very much.
I think you've taken the decision for that month. You are seeing that the kind of meeting, maybe the point is the person going out to the education for the state. We have
she doesn't buy that. She says, I take the leaves and show. process the grass with this one, because after a week to produce this grass. And next day, the bulb of incense is then it becomes hectic. You see, living in this natural, I'm so excited about it. And also, the grass is getting from flowering down, and they say because of the climate change. So we're trying to find a way we must partner with environment, try to find a way that we do this to have indigenous medicinal plants and indigenous trees, so that flowers find a garden that they can use the
world.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And I just support visual art also. When they were starting to hang a picture, they would buy it because it was a fire. They don't have a booze, would imagine, and buy. One of the visual artists in 21 minutes, he has done 75,000. So I just want to excite you. The participants really are excited. Anyway, so there's a good book to tell us this morning.
Okay. Thank you. We have to make all of the cycles to touch them with us, because we are in the opportunity to be with those good people.
Yes.
And to continue exploring the things about it. Well, if you see make profits which are not raised, one of them, we need to make profits which are not raised. We don't have the data on our way. Thank you all for your attention.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm
Mr.
Thank you very much for the business to you. I did not have to apologize, but except to the part of the nation. I'm sorry to come in and ask for it. We never let the winner be.
So I will be doing the presentation, and then your team will be then able to answer the questions on the AFS as I get them. It will make it then much shorter that way the presentation is much enough time for the team continue to do that. The outline of the presentation, we're going to be looking at the big picture, and then look at the performance information, and move into the report of the Auditor General, and then move the budget, that's the expenditure, and then explain between what the budget is for, and MIA decision to do it after that.
I was really happy and so excited. Also when the deputy minister said the language, everybody loved by you, as we promote you, who were special with the department. So that in this department, if you are coming from the Eastern Cape, you are coming from Christians, there's a school to the dog, who other languages, even now almost still, So I was so impressed about
Okay, thank you for the digression.
I'm
phone, tell telegram and then they know what would put a place up to them. African languages. African languages. I just
want
to speak.
So, much more like a strategic overview in the bigger picture. We then look at the vision of the department, which we are driving agriculture and heritage sector, contributing to sustainable economic development. And then the contribution to agriculture. How much and how important is to the economy, but also leveraging partnerships for the socially cohesive nation. And as ACAM 14 is the key program, we're going to understand this is how socially we drive in social cohesion as the coordinating department. And so, how we are leveraging on this vision in the report and then also going forward. And these are the strategic goals that we've been focusing on that are contained as well in the 5-year strategic plan. And much bigger, the program drivers at the foundation now is the Freedom Charter, the 2014 Election Manifesto, the National Development Plan, the paper on agriculture heritage and the legislation that is related to that, and immediate term strategic framework with outcome for this in particular. Mm-hmm. Then this is the solid foundation that is underpinning the programs. Max Becker, he mentions that what he did was to look at the different sectors in the corner of agriculture and heritage and see how much they contribute to UmNotho, the economy. And when you look at the framework, the agency was to come up with this study, was the UNESCO framework for cultural statistics, which is today nationally comparable internationally with this data. And so it's quite important, which is about 30 respondents showed 50% of the respondents in the study. They reported that their primary source of income is their own revenue generated from sales of products. So the actual case, there's not as much reliance on the main, but that they are now beginning to see that self-reliance coming from the study. And over a third reported they had received government grant. So that was just to call the government to be involved with the program. But the more independent people become, then it lessens the pressure on government to actually make this sector sustainable. And also the majority of organizations reported that their market are locally based households. Individual DM would need to start like a hack Chinese and then be able to export. So the German analyst was calling over with 18% of organizations reported that they exported the products. So there's an opportunity to actually increase the sector for sustainability. So this is a very important indication of what is sector led. And then when you measure it in numbers, the creative economy contributed 90 billion to the GDP. So this is 2.9% of UmNotho or not. And when you compare this, agriculture is about 3%, tourism about 7%. So this is actually an important sector. And then in terms of the employment, we have about 562,000 jobs in 2013 created in the sector, arising from the sector. So this could actually be used to leverage the sector more to create more jobs, to create more contribution with GDP, yes. And then also, when you look at supporting young women, women and young people, 50% of the enterprises are tech-owned and 30% are owned by young people. And there's an equal split with employment in the sector. And so this just was based on the school around the sector. Now we can go into the department. We'll see how much in terms of performance, how have we delivered and where we have not also been able to deliver. So the department's overall performance is 71%. Out of 110 targets, we only were able to meet 78%, which is not good enough, because that means that we are a B student, and we should actually be an A student. So corner, improve our call. And so we will then look at what are those areas that in the present are at school. And Mumpura, over the years, is performance here too. We have one analysis in Mumpura, the progress. Kodwa is still not enough. And so when you then look at the priority programs at the overall view, we want to see what makes up that performance. Then when we look at Alpha 14 coordination, this is based on the NDP, which is setting 5 long-term nation-building goals for South Africa. And Alpha 14 is coordinated by the Department of Arts and Culture. And then the key delivery partners are those departments that are mentioned there. So you will see this is an outcome that has about 88 targets, the biggest in the MPLS kind of outcome, because Mubuga Nation Building is the job of one government department. And so, therefore, it needs to be ingrained, mainstreamed across all departments. And when we look at the progress to date, we have had 4 progress reports that were submitted to UPME in 2014-15 and left bilateral meetings with various departments to unblock the bottlenecks that have been conducted. When you see, because this is also a work in progress, so the coordination, when you start off, because the new outcome is usually has some certain bottlenecks. And now, in the first year, when we implemented, then at least we are now trying to smooth those bottlenecks. But again, what are the challenges? Is the depth of quality of the technical assistance across the department in reporting on outcome 14, on nation building. That's the biggest challenge. As well, in terms of absence of the data, especially from the provinces, because we're not yet fully coordinated, but to report that, we want the reporting for national and our entity. So there's a bigger gap that we need to then be able to address, which is if the formative amount for instance, now you're finally in part with whom are reporting there. And so Amamin Mech then becomes the channel for us to be able to resolve that reporting. And we're taking this also within the presidency and DPME to say how we integrate the provincial reporting. And also, the joint responsibility for setting performance indicators. So sometimes there's confusion between the different departments to say the quota. Which are you responsible for in terms of sports? Is it sports and recreation or culture? So those are some of the challenges that have been dealt with. And also when we then look at the 2012 summit, so we've been able, as part of the APP, meet that target, where we've had a quarterback summit in March of 2015, that we affirmed the 12 resolution and also assessed how far have we gone and where we've progressed and what still needs to be done. And this is quite important because at the provincial level, there was part of the resolutions was that hosting of summits in provinces, and in certain cases that did not happen by the time we had the report-based summit. But in terms of conversation with the community, that took place, but some of the provinces did not actually have the summit. So this was also addressed. We report back summit in March. And what to give this the program life, there was a strengthening of the social cohesion advocates, whereby there would be prominent members of society that would be appointed as advocates. Now, Abakan and Aban that can be able to see the problems. Like when you hit the migration problem, you need the people in the community whereby who can be able to see, how can they talk to the community, this is Somalia, on the foreign nationals. And so that helps to be able to have the conversations around that, while there will be the law enforcement, but you also need the soft power of arts and culture. There must be dialogues and to be able to then craft a social compact. And so this is an ongoing program, And then the second priority area is the progress on the white paper, where we had initiated a review of the white paper in October 2014 and had some engagement at the provincial level that started in the financial year and that are still continuing in the current year. And so we are looking at further consultative workshops and hopefully by the end of this year we'll have the draft white paper and then it will then go through the commentary process and ultimately to cabinet and the parliamentary process both at the portfolio committee and at the select committee level. So there has been some movement the white paper. And Mapuga in the Golden Economy. In 2012, I mean 2014-15, we had 10 work streams, which included the liberation heritage routes. And so what is important in the Golden Economy is that if you don't have AMA audiences, you will not have the sustainability. So audience development is a big one. And when you look at cultural events, 87 cultural events were supported, which included 22 national and regional festivals, and had touring ventures, because when you have the touring ventures, you are able to create a following for particular exhibitions or productions and so forth. And two cultural seasons were supported, where you have China and the UK seasons, where you have people-to-people engagement and creating awareness about art, culture, and heritage of all countries. So that's part of the audience development. And then also a public art project implemented, and 140 artists were placed in schools in eight provinces. And through the open call process, Nigeria the challenge yet to Ibakon, most of the funding and the project have a housing. That's the Western Cape and KZN. Musubuga, Mpumalanga, Free State, that is in the Northern Cape. I'm a project commanding our funded from them. In Kingalanda Uti, we don't have the awareness to say there are these programs. And we are addressing this way by being able to look at how do we increase the awareness, number one, but Uti, make it mandatory, Uti, we give priority when we get a Limpopo or Northern Cape or Free State proposal, Uti, you wanna as a time apart, and then place a moratorium, we have the Western Cape, the KZN. What do I mean? Still look at my township, that's my pandemic, Uti. KZN pandemic, we still give it priority. What about we Devon, Johannesburg, and Cape Town, so for Laraman, so that Ubekona even distribution of imani and the progress. Like that makes a difference in the learning about. So we've taken note of this and hopefully Masters Buga for 2015-16 so different is spread of the support that goes to the different projects. And also when we look at the research of the impact of the identified cultural event that we found that local audiences in most cases represent up to 50% or more of the audiences. So which means there is appetite for most of these projects. And also, 95 indicated that they would return for the festival. And when you look at the impact of these programs in the local community, for example, the National Arts Festival contributed about 138 million to the economy of Grahamstown. The Cape Town Jazz, for example, 129 million. And so forth. So it is that economic multiplier effect of these programs. And then also when we look at building demand, we have the Art Bank where we finalized the detailed study and also identified that the National Museum in Bloemfontein was to host the pilot phase. And also we supported two cultural precincts, one in the Western Cape and KZN. And we have completed in the Golden Market Portal. The Golden Market Portal is a creator of opportunities which allow to Umaben and people can be able to access them through this portal. And so we can be able to support artists from all over the country. And Tati expects the government to concentrate with the portal, which is whatever we spend on art, culture and heritage as Gulumain, and people can be able to access it through the portal. And then Matthew mobile building capacity. We reworked in a TISA concept whereby we are looking at the incubator program. So that will only kick in the current financial year. And also, what is important is that we need to be measuring, we'll see, are these programs working or not? And that is why we then had a 3-year term ago, a cultural observatory, awarded to Nelson Mandela Metropolitan University, whereby they would be looking at the research of the impact of the programs, mm-hmm. to see how we can then tweak the policy to make sure that it's more impactful in all the different interventions that the department is having. Umasukula, the heritage promotion and preservation. The Liberation Heritage Route Legacy and the Legacy Project. The Legacy Project were part of, it was started in 1998 as part of the Liberation Heritage Routes Project, which is championed by the IMC, Interministerial Committee, under the leadership of Minister of Arts and Culture. And the Liberation Heritage Route is meant to memorialize ama events, epochs, and abantu who shaped Umlando Wale with South Africa. And for example, part of the heritage route, we have Sarah Bachmann Center of Remembrance. We have also the National Heritage Monument, whereby we've had 56 sculptures that were completed. This takes you through the different journeys that we, from the wars of a resistance, the struggle era, up until freedom. So you have these statues that are leading us onto the journey of where we come from. That were unveiled in 20 this year. And also, the Heroes Acre, the decision was made to put it in the Groenkloof Nature Reserve, and this is linked to the National Heritage Monument, because the National Heritage Monument will have these statues, and then lead us to the Heroes Acre, where we are celebrating the different pillars of our resistance and the history of South Africa. And now it's waiting for presentation to cabinet, but the heritage monument was approved by cabinet, and they're just waiting now for the Heroes Acre to be finalized. And then we also have part of the Liberation Heritage Route is the JL Dube phase 2, whereby all the elements that were started and you have construction which is at 92% completion. And then we also, part of the Liberation Heritage Route Ngome Museum Phase 2, which was also opened by Umugamene on the Reconciliation Day by 2014. And also we had its statue Sabambata, but we haven't, the unveiling has been postponed due to certain issues on the ground, but these are just part of some of the Liberation Heritage Route and Legacy projects. And we've had also a very successful repatriation program whereby in 2014-15 we had Edna Kata and the South Dalwas, Undate Moses Kodane and J.B. Marks being repatriated from Russia. And Unet Nagasa was repatriated from New York as a famous journalist. And the reburial took place in AZN, which was Acre Cemetery on 13 November and September 2014. And you would have seen the repatriation, which was widely covered by Ndate Kodane and J.B. Marks. They also, the reburial took place in March of the financial year. Now, here at Acorn, with repatriation, is that Asinayo in National Police, so which means that AMA provinces will do their own thing. Mm-hmm. So, Aiko Intercoordinator, all these different activities. So, we need to be addressing that. And Umuga, since we've done those repatriations, there's been requests coming from all over. Mm-hmm. And when you really look at the cost, it's quite significant. And so, therefore, we are working on having a policy that would say sometimes the spiritual repatriation is appropriate rather than to repatriate the names because of the cost involved. So we are working currently on the policy to say how can we be able to address this challenge. So, but without losing the essence of why we need the repatriation. And then Masbukani Geographical Names Program. this was established in 98. This is one of the challenges that we had, that in 2014-15, no new names were presented due to the late appointment of the council. And also with the challenges with certain names, for example, in terms of the Mercado, the name changes of the opponents to the name change, bringing on technicalities to prevent the name change. So this is one of the areas where we need to be, we are focusing on, that we are also looking at how can we make sure that we have more understanding for the people to understand how this process works and make sure that the technical challenges that are brought late cannot reoccur, because it is affecting the progress of the name changes. So a lack of definition and clarity on public participation yona ke inkinga eyenza ukuthi these changes to be prolonged. And so that's what we are currently trying to fix. And then when we look at the National Symbols Program, so the Bureau of Heraldry is responsible for designing, registering, and promoting national symbols to advance nation building. And so in the financial year, the Bureau designed and registered 54 heraldic representation, and also we've had the National Order Ceremony, which took place in April 2014. The school's program in improving human capacity. The school's program, we, at the center, we do have like the flats installed, and in the current financial year, we installed about 14,415 flats, which is quite an important element of popularizing the national symbols and the etiquette around the national symbols. And then also we've distributed booklets and posters with the national anthem, the preamble to the constitution, to about 6,000 schools. Over and above that, we've had Access to Schools program that we also implemented jointly with the Department of Basic Education. And in this year, we've also consolidated all the schools programs so that they can be able to have kind of focus. Because without the school kids, these are the future audiences and or the patron of the arts. So therefore, it becomes important to make sure that they can appreciate the art, culture, and heritage. And so engaging with Department of Basic Education has been quite important in centralizing the school's function. And then Maskuga Puma language bursaries, we completed a three-year cycle, the last year of three-year cycle, and then over the 3 years, we had about 900 bursary opportunities, but in 2014-15, we had 284 given to those different universities. And when you also look at the heritage, in the 2014-15, we awarded 73 students, and a majority of them were women. And then also we've had 527 training programs that were implemented and 30 interns placed in the department. And a call for incubator proposals was initiated in the current, in the last financial year, but is now being implemented in the current financial year. And when we look at the library program, 17 were completed in the different provinces, and we had 3 modular structures and 14 built, and 20 libraries were upgraded. And also the staffing, we were able to employ 1,676 library staff. And also we worked with the Department of Basic Education to build libraries in close proximity to the school so that we can be able to use these libraries as dual purpose libraries, and that they are actually accessible to the community but also to the school. That will ensure that we don't have what we call our elephants, where the libraries don't actually get utilized to the best extent. And then when we look at the cultural diplomacy program, we spoke a bit about the two seasons, the China season and the first year of the UK SA season. And we've also had quite a number of different conferences, like the launching of the Charter on the African Cultural Renaissance, and also we've hosted the inaugural NEPAD Regional Conference on Arts Education and participated in multiple multilateral forums like the BRICS, AU-SADC, and NEPAD. Language. The South African Language Practitioners Council, which was also passed in 2014, which aims to regulate the language profession. And this becomes important because in 2012 we have passed the Use of Official Languages Act, and therefore you need then have practitioners to give this life. So that was also done, and we approved the DC language policy, the deadline. However, of course, there were challenges across government, that's why we then need to extend the deadline to May, so which we'll report on in the current financial year. The terminology development, in consultation with expert panels, we developed terminologies in the fields of life orientation, mathematics, arts and culture, economic and management sciences, and also supported specific terminologies with IEC, which makes it easy for the electoral commission to work with the different communities across the country. And when we look at the translations, these are the number of documents that we translated, 697 in 2014, and translated in foreign languages is about 207. So this is really based on the needs from the different departments. And in terms of human language technology, this helps us with the translations. That makes it easier for us to be able to translate into different languages. So using digital resources is quite important. And so we've supported projects on developing this technology. And it would also involve audio book development for people that are print disabled in order to comply with international standards. And so with regards to the entities, we will cover it separately. And then the other priority was National Days Program, whereby we've celebrated and concluded the 20 years of freedom celebrations, and this was the theme that was running through 2014-15, and we've used these National Days as a tool to foster social cohesion, nation building, and national identity. And the key National Days we've celebrated, we highlight them there. But of course, the biggest challenge would be we do not have diverse population groups participating in National Days. You find that it's only a certain group. And also, I said in finally, in terms of the 3 years of government, where we need to have CDH. And also, therefore, that impacts on the delivery of these national days. And also, it leads to some the provinces at the last minute are withdrawing from the finance for financing the national days. And this increases the risk of incurring irregular expenditure. So these are the things that we're trying to make sure that we are improving on the coordination by making sure that in advance, since there was with MSE, we know May 27 is April, so the connection day. And we know it will be 24 September, which will be Heritage Day. So we can be able to set up things in advance, since we say, hey, this province will host this one and that one, and they can then be able to play. So those are some of the things that we are doing to make sure that this works effectively. And then the archives program, we've celebrated our National Oral History Conference, and we also had a UNESCO World Day for Audiovisual Heritage. And also with the capital work on archives, because capital work is quite intensive to make sure that the records don't get damaged. So we've been working on the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning related installations with capital works. And also refurbish the old National Library Complex, which will be finished next year, on July 2013. And we've had a very good program on the Rivonia Trial Beta Belt, which were digitized so that it can actually, the Rivonia Trial transcripts can actually be heard and utilized in various ways by scholars, by television, and so forth. So we've been working with the INA Institute in France doing this, and also revamping our websites and so forth. Now, in a summary of the intoxication statistics, that over the year we've been able to create 17,000 jobs, but of course this is problematic, as was found by the Auditor General, how do you substantiate the 7 billion if you are in creating? And so that's where we fell short. How do you prove the value of 7 billion was created? And so that's an area that we are trying to pin down and make sure that the verification sources are actually well identified. And when we then look at the biggest risk, of course, that we face is around infrastructure. We've had a lot of challenges with the infrastructure, and some of it is that it was scattered across the different branches, and so the intervention with infrastructure was that we centralized the management of the infrastructure program. But also, when we had a program of 500 million and we had two resources trying to manage that, so we realized that that was not sufficient. So we needed to increase the technical capacity so that they can be able to make sure they can be managing these projects and actually being able to verify some of the things that are being done. And also create the omnibus of professionals that we can tap into for us to be able to assess, to help the project managers. But most importantly, to create a policy to say how do we deal with the infrastructure. And so this has been an area of concern that we are focusing on. And so when we look at human resources management, we've been able to fill the critical vacancies, whereby we are sitting at a vacancy rate of 7.1%, and we've been able to increase the target of females at senior management level and persons with disabilities. And so we've had a problem with also the full implementation of the performance management and development system, whereby 92% of the assessment was finalized rather than the full 100%. Now, Masiz that we in the Audit General in terms of audit outcomes, as the chairperson and the DM had noted, we moved from unqualified and the previous years, yes, about qualified, and then we moved back to unqualified. What was that? The clean audit. So which is the target that we want to reach to. The attention, so it's also unqualified audit report, the following were noted. That there was findings, there was misstatements in the financials that we had to fix before the finalization of the audit. And there were findings on non-compliance with irregulations in terms of, for example, the incurring of the irregular expenditure. So that meant that we did not follow certain performance prescripts, and also did not have adequate system to prevent irregular expenditure, and the procurement and contract management systems were not adequate. And also there was a finding on predetermined objectives, and we mentioned it on the DOPS verification, that was the main finding. And so almost beggar unauthorized expenditure, we don't have now any unauthorized expenditure, but irregular expenditure has increased, because from the last year, what has happened is that these contracts, for example, if I appoint, as the DM was mentioning, if I appoint a consultant in an irregular manner, and it's for 3 years, you will recognize the money and expenditure for the next 3 years with your consultant. And so you can't, unless you terminate the contract. But if they're delivering, so you can't terminate, so you have to see that contract through. And so, some of those contracts from prior years were still having an impact in this year. So when you look at the irregular expenditure, so we're sitting with a balance of 292, and last year we're sitting with a balance of 171. And the bulk of it is the recurring irregular expenditure from previous year. So as the DM mentioned, the way to deal with this, who was responsible for this, and then action be taken, and then we, National Treasury, can condone some of the, if the DG, for example, incurs the irregular expenditure, in Treasury, on a pending on condone that. And for those that are below the DG level, then the DG and the minister can be able to condone that. So the forensic audit is being concluded by the end of this month. Then for Monage, the process of consequence management kicking in with the regular expenditure. And also when you look at the fruitless and wasteful expenditure, so we've had an opening balance of 8 million from last year, and so we were able to resolve about 3 million of debts by recoveries. With e-wasteful expenditure, we have to recover money from the officials or if we could bond. And so what we've been able to recover here, out of the 8 million, 3.5 million. And so we're sitting with the balance of 4 million in fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Umasbuga then, yeah, the appropriation in terms of how much was appropriated vis-a-vis the money spent you with in actual fact. So we have about 3.5 billion allocated, we only spent 3.4 billion. So when you see the second one, under expenditure by 72 million, which is not ideal. That makes up that variance. And so we can be able to, let's say, goods and services, and also Umuboga, public corporations and private enterprises, those are the big variances. So what does it relate to? So we had, and then we can explain on a line by line where do those variances come from. In terms of compensation of employees, we were only having 765. That was due to underspending because of the post that are vacant. And when we look then at the goods and services, that big variance of 82, that was due to the under expenditure in terms of 16 million for the delay in finalization of the lease. So we did not move the department when we should have moved. It's based on the delays in terms of the occupation of the new building. So the 16 million was then not spent. And then we had a 61 million correction of office accommodation, which were reclassified from goods and services to transfer payments. So what we do is we pay the rent, Yama entity paid. And so, and we were recognizing Leoman as if it was our expense. So therefore, we needed to reclassify to what is supposed to be transferred to the entities rather than our expense, because then you would be overstating the money that we are paying and spending for ourselves as a department on the accommodation. And so then we had to reclassify that. That's why there was a big movement. And then when we look at the conditional grant, so we get about 1 billion to transfer to provinces. And so the full amount was actually transferred. However, when you then look, so you know, they're transferring money to the provinces and the provinces need to spend. However, the spending in the provinces of the money that has been transferred to them has not been good. For example, the Eastern Cape had only spent 75%, which means that you have a big gap there in terms of underspending of 27 million. And part of the reason is that there's been delays in getting providers, service providers, to actually build the libraries. And when you look at Free State, at least they had about 95% underspending. Gauteng, 92, KwaZulu-Natal, 88, and the hope was 60%, which is quite concerning, because then that means that with that money, what Treasury does, if you don't spend it, they come and sweep it and take it back, and which is what has happened now, because they said, you are not spending it, so we'll take it back. In Mpumalanga, 89%, in Northern Cape, 85%, in Northwest, 80%, and Western Cape has spent 100%. So we've had here the underspending of 145 million from the 1 billion, which is concerning. And the risk is, of course, ukuthi ama skill akhona kuma provinces to implement ama infrastructure project ukunzima, and also the understanding that that means that you cannot employ the staff, so you're not able to create the jobs, and therefore the money, if you don't complete the library, then you can't also spend on the compensation. So those are some of the challenges that that we're facing, and so we're engaging with the provinces on how to actually fix this problem. And in terms of the departmental agencies, most of them were on track, and when we actually also look at the some of the transfers in terms of the non-profit institutions, and you'll see that Cape Town works in from the bulk of the difference in that, because the challenge with Cape Town works is that in approving, because also no one should pay money without substantiating what incidents with the UNR. And so the challenges of having to work with an implementing agency, also with the Department of Public Works, is the verification of the amounts. And so we were not able to verify all the amounts, which means that we were not able to spend fully the amount. Because if you then also transfer it without having looked at the underlying expenditure by again. And so we had a biggest challenge around the infrastructure here. That is why you see a big variance. And then I think I would like to stop at that with regards to the department, and then maybe also just quickly cover AMA entity.
For information, that's the message for doing sessions for heroes. We under our liberal helping group, of course, many unsung heroes in a way that we are making memorials for them. So you know about the sisters Machala. People didn't know that was then from Amman's clan, and then to associate and ultimately to King William come outside there, because they thought she still has influence when she's still there. So when we did the memorial, now what we did with Josephine Mushawan, a student who came in 1986, I feel like I'm just student, and nobody talked about her, and she was killed, she was attacked to death by the regime then because of the activity involvement in the struggle. And we'll be doing a memorial for her and the two stones, on the 18th of December, which is her birthday day. The parents, the doctor said that it began on her birthday, so she is in zone 4 deeply. And we still have another one, I think this one will do next year. Mwakura Malepe was also one of our health experts, the president at the Jazzy Training College, and then he was special to death with playing. So let's all participate in different provinces to give these unsung heroes who died for the, I mean, for the good cause. And you know, on the issue of sex, the sex problem, would be happy if you could join us, you can join those who will assist you on how we're doing it, and then you can get even innovative ways of doing it, and you know, consistently, we'll give you the support staff so that we all participate. Not just we all participate, but you know, there are so many schools, so we want to. All these schools to be covered, all of them. So we are there to assist them. And on the issues of libraries and archives, we've got libraries for them, because we're also putting up libraries, the staff is a problem. So, and the archives division went, I mean, we are running sort of archives division at national level. You know, we train them and then they're taken by private sector. I think we have to be tightening our
our relations here. So the librarian, and archivists. So we've got others in kind of courage. If people don't know, say they are not doing the course because they don't really know that what is an archivist, what is an archive. So it's us who are supposed to let people, communities know about this, the importance. It's like any other profession of being a teacher or a doctor. I remember on a street, one of them, this was I we thought that one of God's great traffic can be a librarian.
Cover the salient points Women Institute. So looking at Women with the outcome that this is strong basically. So which is move unqualified from 9 to 6 this year. And then I'm qualified that increasing the whole Women Institute age. And Women's Buga then it voted to 9, so that's been maintained. And yeah, Women Buga is claim it itself is still there. So say you in Kenya and Kuba has been in that. So those are the 18 audits, RCA, Freedom Park, Robben Island and so forth. Now the ones that were also unqualified got work, they had issues to look at. Those are the ones from the International Heritage Council. And then the problematic ones that were qualified in its own National Library, Nelson Mandela, Willie Brough, Sunduzi, and Izigo. So Izigo for the first time got qualified and had the soil cards are able to see in the and then it disclaimer the group turns out. So when you look at the core reasons of some of these qualifications, corner is standard the accounting 81.103. That looks at heritage assets. So most of our entities were required for the first time to apply it. And some of the entities were caught off by the test of they did not have enough budget. However, when you have a lot of collections, it means that you have to put a value to all of them. And that costs a lot of money. And the second thing is that we don't have people that can also value these things properly. I get umdo also in partial and sometimes you might have to get it overseas if it's very specialized collections. And then thirdly, once you actually value them, because now you have something that has zero and now it's worth 10 million, then you need to then have security put up because they will call you insurer and there's a cost that you have to pay them to ensure that asset, the heritage asset, and be able to also make sure that it's protected because they like John, and then goes into the black market. So these are some of the challenges that our entities face. And so Sahabage, Sakulba and National Treasury to say, look, can we plan the delay in implementation because we still need more time in some of the entities, especially the ones that has huge collections, like Muga Izigo has a lot of collections, and they haven't been able to make sure that they can be able to value all of them. And so, in Treasury, and it was too late to actually extend it. So, there has been an engagement now to an ongoing.
Thank you very much for your contribution, for the good news. We're going to be ready after you.
So we're still engaged with this treasury, but at least until HM Lisai Ubuti, they were able to allocate her tentatively 200 million Ubuti Kone Ubuti City Lenale problem. So we received a letter 2 weeks ago to saying that they will allocate her money for her city to get the security and Kashina Mandu to do the valuation of these heritage assets. So most of these entities that were qualified was due to that. And so the implementation, yes, on our side, we probably did not plan properly with the entities, would we make them ready? Would we must be a standard, if applicable, would send the show, would we must be ready? Not all of them were ready. And so that's I guess the common denominator to some of the entities. Okay, must I clear what hands up? That's what I intend and I manage. Probably you would be aware of like we appointed a new CEO, the board appointed a new CEO, but there's still challenges in them implementing other resolutions that are which this is the turnaround that needs to take place before it's just being given. And it's an ongoing problem. So, Master Spuga then just also through my institutional governance, at least last year, 100% of AMA councils now were fully instituted, which was an improvement from the last time. But then, Mokuga AMA had a number of meetings. Sometimes we can see making a call. But when I'm meeting, like, I'm a kind of like 30 times. Which would see the if for a man, something like 3. So, which is the problem? It means that they tend to interfere with things. And so, this is the problem that we're facing. Under normal circumstances, you should have between 4 and 6 meetings at most as a council. Quite right. For my younger entities, per year. But one is then it's almost like every month, which is then impacting with the delivery Yama entities aid. So in the Dilana you're here to OTC casually on game OTC, how do we make sure that there's lines drawn and that there's also e-service delivery. So that's all my answer on to then just cover the line also with this.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the presentation. It was loud and clear. Because of the constraints of the experiment, I'll take the confidence to approve the people around the structure today, the committee proceeding. I'll allow the members to ask that question and maybe agree on the route that she said that for the beginning of the process to allow the government to keep up as soon as possible. Because when you respond as a responsible for different branches of the department, then it's changed quite a bit of time. There will be two or three critical issues that may be committed to one issue that give us a critical point before we leave. So let me allow the members to ask the question that but there will be issues that the DG is going to be a to justify. The rest of the questions then we can allow the government to respond in that.
Thank you very much, Chair. And the welcome recommendation from the department. Thank you for taking my permission. My one question, because we have a number of he takes the parliament to people with the kind of we had different parliaments in the people one of the serious matters which we raised with the parliament during our previous engagement, I don't know how far they know because this is the process of the previous financial year. The same heritage site or monument. We're going back next week as the NCOP to give a report back on how far we have gone or what are the interventions that are going to be made by the discussion. So we must be able to respond. It's a very sensitive measure. The same people were removed from their town. But they are that heritage site, the same heritage site, to say that it's just something with a not sense, it says I don't know what to call it. It's very bad and it could be developed in such a way that you can have located it because most of the people were thrown away deep in the bushes and they're not working. The town is still there, very rich. I think most of the people of Kepton are staying here. One of the richest places are still here in Kepton. So it could assist if it can be done. We raised it in the department before. I don't know if they did. If they did not, please do your assignment every day so that you are able to report where you go back. Sitting there. My issue is just that, you know, if you look at this report, I'm raising this for the second time, as you know that you're representing provinces. I ask myself, why am I here at Mpumalanga? Because it's very late for Mpumalanga. Raising it for the second time, I hope there will be improvement in your this year's financial report when you come next year to report on progress made. Some of the things there are no reasons why we don't have a project because there is the things that we can do. I want to congratulate the department on the progress made in terms of transformation to Upper Tribunalia. Good work done. We went there for oversight as a select committee. You have done that, museum has done outstanding work in terms of transformation. One thing that one would suggest on the chair is the entrance gate. There is nothing there. All this new development on the black history, the black people's history, could be demolished or done anything for those who are not yet transformed. We are requesting that take that as a priority. And in that museum as well, salaries of the staff are not the same as salaries of the same museum, category of museum in other museums. Can that be questioned? I don't know what is the reason, but one issue that they raised is very sharp. It needs to be addressed and attended. As well as the film class, we went there as well. My feeling is that you're not doing well in terms of talking about what you are doing in the department. It's good work that is done in both places. We need to improve the promotion or marketing of the work done there. Different provinces, projects, I think, let me take my province in Mpumalanga, 70% rural. Rural areas, we all have traditional leaders. Every year, they have a traditional tradition in men, we call it men, all of them, they do that every year. I see that as an opportunity where we can start if we don't know what to do about cultural things, because they are dealing purely about culture in those areas. The deployment of artists in different provinces, you said eight. I don't know which province you did not deploy artists. I need to know and why we're not deployed in those one province. The repatriation cost very expensive. That one is a noble way. We can't stop that. It's a very sensitive matter. Those people are the ones who made me and you to be here in this parliament today. It's a not special because
of bringing back them back to the country. They did not choose to die there when they died. They couldn't fight for us, me and you. So, Chapa said, I wanted to raise it while the people in the was here. It's a no-go area. The political area issue, we can't go there. Let's leave it as is. If we could fast track it so that we finish about it, then we know that now we're done with it. The cost will go down. The NDC, we're not doing well at all. It's also a political issue. It's worse because I don't know whether it's deliberate or not. I'll take example of Mbombela. Mbombela, it was a struggle to change the plan. They took the department to court. It took 3 years. Finally, the department won the case. But what they've done now, the efforts, I raised it with the department last time they see, but no changes have been done, the efforts. They've changed now, at least they were saying Mbombela and Nelspruit. Now they're saying Nelspruit too. There's no such thing. I've been asked for it so many times until when I told the department group. And I thought it was going to be corrected. Can be agent to correct that. So some persons been involved in that struggle. It looks like they are resisting change. We are changing the name, but in practice, there will be change. Effort to the struggle ending, let's go and correct it there. It's full program. Women and science cover that would have requested that we supported Human Question of the Opposite Age. For International Day, Chair, I'm covering it together with the International Days. Human National Days, they have to complain every day when we debate this matter. They are saying we're making them political functions. I don't know what we can do. Not that I'm complaining because I'm covered in terms of my touch. But they are saying they don't attend because it becomes more of a political event. Irari ANC can come up with a policy of trying, as you can get as many ANC members as possible because anyway we are the majority. But maybe the area that has to be controlled, whether we wear our ANC t-shirts or not. On the international base, I see an opportunity for dealing with this thing of xenophobia, the so-called xenophobia. People could have, especially on 25 May, have international cultural day, especially for the African countries. Those people are very much cultural. If you could do that, and they have AMA association, almost all countries in the country, they have their own association. Last one, the library. Especially there, we went to one library. I don't know what is happening there. Okay, on the south, they have qualified by that, so we can obtain it. But it's in a very small room, some of these places, the barrelets or marrows. Very congested. I don't know what is happening there. I may get the specific name of the chair and be able to check what's happening.
Thank you. Let me also add my voice to commend the department for this comprehensive presentation. I don't have a lot of questions, I've got only one question on the chair. And then I've got also two comments which I want to make. Just to emphasize the points that was echoed by the department. I think in terms of clean audit, we agree with the DG that it is possible for you to achieve the clean audit. Because if you look at slide 27 of your presentation, for the past three financial years, you already achieved an qualified audit. And for the last financial year, you went backwards. Again, you are back at an unqualified audit opinion for those specific findings. But I think from where I'm sitting, it is possible for the department. Maybe next time you come, and make us very proud and say, you have achieved that particular thing. So that's the first comment which I want to make. The second comment around the repatriation program of the department, to a large extent I agree with my colleague, Honorable Tamim, that the issue of repatriation is a very sensitive matter. You might find a situation where, because the DG was saying that they are looking at the possibility of moving from the actual repatriation of the boat, the remains of the boats to be brought to our country,
to an emotional, what do they call it, a spiritual, spiritual preparation. Well, it might actually save the department to a large extent, but there are a lot of policies and emotions that are good. And it's an issue that we need to explore for quite some time. But the only issue that I agree with the DG is that in terms of the preparation, you see there's no synergy between the national department and the provincial government departments. Like for an example, from the Northern Cape where I come from, I was looking at the highlights in your presentation that you made from Jim Marks, Moses Otani, and all of those. Now, last month, we had the provincial department, including the provincial government, they also repatriated three remains of those colors that they passed on. I don't know, because I thought it was a national program. Now the department is not reporting on it, but the province did, and it was such a big event in the province. So I agree with you when you say maybe it's important for you to have one common approach about how you go about doing this. So the province is doing their own things, and then the national departments on the other side are busy for their own programs. And then in terms of things, as it goes on the economy, I've looked at the slides, it's a very scary reality. Because you look at something in terms of tourism, they say everything starts in Gauteng. But it also looks like in terms of arts and culture, everything starts in Gauteng. If you look at those presentations, I was going to be persuaded that people were going to say, for KwaZulu-Natal, this is the slides, because if you look at the geographical strength and the population of KwaZulu-Natal, it was going to make sense to me. If you're going to say, no, it's KwaZulu-Natal, then it's Gauteng. But I am more willing to say, this is the stress for Gauteng. It sends a very worrying signal. And we look at also the mainstream provinces and the coastal provinces. It's a very worrying factor. Issues of Mpumalanga, Northwest, Northern Cape, and what. I'm very worried about that reality. You know, in the past, what is to happen in terms of this is the holding economy. And I'm sure maybe you will agree with me, DG, when I say, the companies, most of the companies, like for example, the outside provinces, most of the companies coming from Gauteng, they were actually applying to the department to go and implement those programs in our provinces. And it's an issue that we've been trying and raising for all the years. But at least now it is, there's a minimal, there's actually an assistance. The department has managed to intervene in that regard. Because we see people who are coming to our provinces to implement and who's got the support from the national department are people who come from the provinces. You don't find out somebody who is in Gauteng applies to do a festival or an arts and culture heritage program in the Northern Cape, who does not even see and know or who is familiar with the dynamics of the province. But I'm happy that you are saying you look at it so that there's also a balance in terms of the spread. Our province is very small, but I don't know if you say 4%. Are you saying 4% in terms of the entire allocation? Maybe what you need to do in that regard is a proposal which I want to make and submit to you. Maybe try to work on the provinces and see from the provinces in terms of the database. Because the provinces are also bombarded, or they also have a lot of people that approach them for financial support for both music, art, and culture promotion. But the province is not able to reach out to all of those people. And some of the disputed provinces, because of own dynamics and challenges, when they go to national. And when they go to national, they also have something to get the support. Maybe there's a way for DG, try to check and look at what is the database of the provinces. So that before you even maybe allocate, even if you did not get the proposals, because I heard you said in your presentation, it might be a lack of awareness. People might not know. I know there's a big advert that goes up, that comes out to the city press and all signed the newspapers, including the weekly newspapers. But our people don't just seem to submit. But before even you allocate, it will be important for you and just to look at other provinces might have at the province, so that those issues can be escalated to you. Because in our provinces, we come from in the rural areas, our people don't have access to this kind of media communication. Some of them are live radio, but it's not all the radios that they say, this is what the National Department of Agriculture is doing, all of that. So it will be important to extend that. So my last contribution is that I just want to know that the history that was made in terms of celebration of our heritage, and some of us know about it. Pastor has no history by filling up the book. So I want to know what is the role of the Department of Arts and Culture to celebrate and promote such a history. I was reading a book, I actually had a look at on social networks. When Casper said he made history, what was, and then Rebecca Malone also came and said, no, the people have got a wish of memory, they forget very easily. It's not the first time that they have been in South Africa. The zone was filled by a local South African artist. Because Rebecca Malone said, no, during the cell room phase, she also filled the zone. So the generation who came before us might know about that history. I don't know. I only know about the history of Casper. So there's a meeting between our history and how we communicate, how to the people. So I thought it was a very important message that the Samoa community has been communicated out to the family. Because our majority of our young people were sitting that impression that it's only Casper and the first South African assist. And then the president also congratulated Casper, which also said the president of Norway congratulated because he still was made the first South African artist. Now it also goes to the types of music and genres, because other people say, you know, the metal of the social and Casper is people. So these are the messages that we need to communicate, and that's why I was doing it. So I just want to know, what is it that you are doing in Africa? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, everyone. Chairperson, I want to raise a concern on the issue of the understanding of the Limpopo province, because this is not for the first time I hear about the Limpopo understanding. What is the department doing in terms of saying to that the department to make a point that it fulfills its mandate? Though I did question the NDC last time to say NDC, I've heard the minister talking about not submitting projects. They don't know, they give you money, but I don't know what understand. Can you in the future please give that to submit the plan to the party so that they know what they give you is what you intend to implement as the department? And openly, she said there was a moratorium on the issue of cost. I don't know how far they are, but I did ask that question. Then on the issue of job creation, you are saying you replicate agents over 70,000 posts, but I want to understand, as my colleague, Honorable Kamini, has raised the issue of politics, because it looks like the presentation that you get here before, are the presentations that are presented to the NSA. They are the same, there's no change. But I think if they can treat it as, when they come to the NSOP, they must give us a presentation perspective, not like the reasons they are presenting it. Because if you say you've presented, I don't understand how many in my province, how many did you do, how many are permanent, I don't know. For example, the legacy project created 881 jobs, initially created 10,000, the cultural project created 90, the installation of 390 jobs. Are they tenant? They are done there with the installation of flex, but where are they? You see, that's what that's going to get. About the heavy gatherers also, how many per province and at which level? Because you can see, yes, we're doing a very good job, but if you can just give us a provincial test, even when we follow up, and we are able to engage in the relevant MEC. But what I want to that is a comment. Is it possible for the department, I don't know, to have financial managers responsible for your program? Because, you see, we apply for project, you fund the project, 6 months down the line, there's no budget, the project is not online. What do we think of that? Because when you go to the villages, you only ask, who are the committee members? Some can read, some can write, some they are not financially able to understand when we need. They withdraw this kind of money into affect the program because it's something that we need to sustain. I just want to check with you the if you can have.
I want to try to Alana. Alana is in technical, it's one of the local municipalities. There was this very large vacant space. We talked about a social project. I don't know if you are aware of that project, but I don't see anything happening in that area. If you may provide me with information, as the chairperson indicated, some of the sponsors will be in a written form. I just want to understand what made it not to proceed, because the Ahana municipality is very dry. Very, 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 very dry. There's nothing in that municipality. Though it's going to be reconsidered with other municipalities, but currently there's nothing there. But the project is renewed, even though we have reconsidered. But the issue of the preparation students, it takes a long time. I agree with Honorable Nanini. We have to work on the municipality. There was this thing that Tubati Bandi calls, Hampuku City, Ekukuni, there were names like that. Up to now, we're going to get an answer. What makes it so long for us to complete some of this name changing? On libraries, you go to the Department of Education in Limpopo. I raised this on the issue because I've seen it. One other member showed me, the department, they have not distributed all the books, they are sitting in the library when I was on the issue. How can you keep these books in the library? What was the problem? Then he says, these are all books. Then I say, why do you keep them in the storage? Is it not possible for you to take them to the library? And he said, yes, that's why. Why are you keeping them? If you're not painting a good teacher, and you saw that when you say, no, ma'am, you're also not able to deliver all the books. Whereas you know the books are old books, which are supposed to be taken to the library. I think we can make a follow-up on that regard. And then, Mamoru the Warrior. My friend told her. They're saying we're at for the party. They're saying they're having the experience of chasing his maid. And here, it's a here thing, because we do want to use it. Then here, there are this group of people, they erected a shrine somewhere, and that's where they say, my grandfather is a blessing, I don't know. But I tried to link them with my father, because my father knows much more about him. But I don't know, but then that's fine, because it's a big issue to the Mamos, because we cannot always say Mamos can't be found, Mamos can't be found. But if Mamos can't be found, something must be done. Something must be done about you. We know the government has made a good failure by naming the correctional centers and the prison name, and the April, and the prison name, but about their names. At the end of the day, we want to say it's said, because we are traditional Siapasa, Sina Ipaya, and Kapungu Pasha, Then, one other thing that must encourage me at the department, the issue of language. I have a business card here. I got it from a teacher. Can you encourage the brain on the business card? Yes. The brain is. They give it to a blind person. Yeah, give it a blind person. He can feel he's able to communicate. This encourage it also on our business cards and other stuff. And so forth. Well, also the partner of my friend. Am I correct? Our ID number. Are they brave? Am I correct? He just must have to.
Mine, I put very few questions. I just want to, for us to go back on the truth and prayer history. Whereby you have referred to the program and the program of the departments are informed by the range of micro-position, including those that have given. But I don't see the constitution of the country. Because for me, I think the constitution is the superior law. Whatever law, whatever legal information that I'm there to align themselves with what the constitution of the country says. More efficient, because here, if you can get culture and the Department of Culture, we certainly talk about Chapter 2 of the Constitution, which is the Bill of Rights, which is about babies. And so I think we have to correct what is actually there on Chapter 2. What on page 3, what I have realized is that you really have to improve on your marketing strategy. As you have said, you are very much more a national than on the paper. And one can realize that you're doing very good things, but nobody knows out there. It's from a third time to be able to information. I think you can use things like the radios, you can use things like community station radios and talk about it. You are doing a good job, but you don't know about it. And when you affect that, you are ignorant on some of what you are doing. The provisions fall down. Like I'm looking at this one of heritage barrier. Again, I see UJ is number one, Gauteng, and the other provinces are not there. And I think if this was well known to our youth down there, they should actually be using this information, because we know that our youth knows a lot of other schools. So I think maybe we should actually put on our marketing strategy. And I picked up here that on the geographic naming, there's a resistance from the community of whoever there. So I think it's another indicator that if there was a lot of consultation with the people, consultation with the chiefs, whether I teach, consultation with the people in the municipalities, and the community, everybody, you wouldn't need this resistance. It's like maybe when you can just impose on the name, and in that way people will not agree and will not own. So all this goes to your improvement of your marketing strategy. That is the main point that I come up with in your presentation. I don't know about the Robben Island heritage tribe. I've heard when the opposition speak there, I haven't been there, they say it's really in a bad condition. I don't know what is that like. Can you tell us what is actually happening in the Northern Island? Because for me, it can be one of the areas that can attract a lot of tourists. But everybody who speaks, they say, no, it is in a very bad position. The issue of repatriation, my colleagues have already talked about, because I was saying, if you are thinking of having a policy, please fact-check that policy. Challenges that my colleagues have already said. I thank you.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Also, for the two questions, Lisa and CC are the first students who have to control the end of each. They were attacking the position of profile. I know that the department was involved in a question, the question of what is the outcome of the case and the case of the case. What is the thinking of the minister in terms of the routine of the office of the case? Because of the numerous problems. The other one is the position of the representative of the position of the I can see in the slide you need a sense to give us a perspective in terms of has spent the money transferred to them. But nothing tells us about how have they spent the money and what is the outcome of the audit based on the money they have transferred to them. As so what I was doing was they used to be audited even in the African system. The issue of golden economy, in fact, the golden economy, I don't know how much of it is actually the first one that is going to
One is that Newton, DG.
And then the outcry by the members, I also wanted to speak on that and to say that if as possible, just give us the reasons why there is such impact in terms of allocation. Because if one problem is still in it, it's such a kind of consideration, it might turn around the case. Why is this particular problem a problem of preference? Compared to all and other problems, then I'm much smaller than something. So we want to get clarity. I don't know if you can be able to see something on this one. You raised a very important issue of the video. For me, later. I don't know if you have been able to see that type of contamination. Men in terms of our own children to pursue sex and all these things. There's a lot of ways that we're not able to do this because we don't have the time to this kind of situation. And the other resources in the pocket guilty, you know, into part of the aspects of it. We don't have children. We have to our own children. Then I want to give properly to our own aspect. They should be used to put in a big balance of the when I bring my asset to the people of training, it's going to be given a much slowly. When I'm going to help of another resource who brings an asset, they are going to be communicated with me. It goes up to the level of money, funds. Who is giving vision to the point? Then ahead. On the basis of who is bringing them. And so on and so on. Those are the issues where I think we're losing is people are not having the cohort of young people that are trained in that aspect. It's an issue of extreme importance. Members have commented on education. It's a subject, but also into religion. It's very religion. It's an issue that needs to involve family discussion. How they feel about it and so on. I'm not even comprehending the rules where the script is fixed. Because I don't have much importance to the claim as my religion or my faith. Another person, my spiritual person, told me that I want to be able to come back. So it is this faith that is 5% to make it into 5% of it. And then the last comment is that I wanted to make Robin Island has commented that my member is important. In another case, Robin Island is in another purpose of denying the input where I did not ahead. It was a story that was not in the school. I think I was interested to also be declared as one of the activities before you leave. What programs are we doing? When you will say it's going to be considered and finalized, what are the critical issues that are raised in the policy by the state now? Because there are people out there who are pretty guaranteed that are involved in the issues of the future. I mean, we have a very important solution, but I want to say to you that the language for table for major problems up to the level of institutions. Media of the system, language for the student, establishment of the language for the student. I hope that you will be able to get money to ensure that it will actually be fully established as a system. Lastly, I know you never heard this, I'm not kidding. Who are
and Alpha is joint implementation for a lot of the important events. And as members of the students committee, we get for 48 times. Unless you shy,
all the critical players across the country to debate the draft white paper so that we can be able to finalize some of the views, so that we can have a public process of having incorporated their views, then we can be able to have people give us written comments. What are the key areas? One of the critical areas is how do we develop the leadership in the sector in terms of supporting for them to be sustainable. But also, how do we create a path between local, because currently we find that the local arts and culture is not covered in our mandate, so to speak. So how do we align what happens at the municipal level to what happens at the provincial level, to what happens at the national level, and create a path, because right now it's all over the place. So that alignment is one of the key issues. But also, rationalization of the institutions, do we need to have a debate? Do we need to have so many institutions? Do we need to consolidate them and make sure that they are stronger, and you are able to then have what we call economies of scale in terms of using the money to drive more delivery, service delivery. So those are some of the questions that are being raised, and how do we fund the sector? That's the biggest question, to make sure that it's sustainable. In the provincial engagement, those have been the issues that have been raised. So what we've done is we've collected all of this, and will be discussed over the 2 days so that we are able to reach some policy views, and that will then be tested. And once that process has been done, and we then finalize incorporating the comments, then we will then go into cabinet and then have more public hearings at the NCOP and also the National Assembly. It's currently in Johannesburg, in Gauteng, in Johannesburg. And then we can send out the invitations as well. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That would also be covered. But also, you know, about how you mainstream women also as people with disabilities and youth, because we have a big youth unemployment problem, and we can be able to play a big role in contributing and tackling that issue. So, and also we can look at, you know, heritage. It's like we should actually be departments of arts, culture, and heritage. Mm-hmm. And heritage doesn't receive as much attention, so we are elevating that as well. Say how do we? Because heritage, as you correctly said, Mom, in terms of there's lots of opportunities in terms of valuing our heritage and the liberation heritage groups, the kind of linking up with tourism. It can actually create products that can create jobs, but also preserve our heritage. So it is one of the issues where we are elevating heritage to also be at the same level as art and culture. Thanks.
Thank you very much. I wasn't aware, but we'll be following up. I think we'll have to follow up on that. But just to say that in the department, you know, the bigger project, which is the National Coins and Heritage Youth, which looks at different cards that are associated with the Coins and Heritage Youth. But that particular card that was mentioned by another good family, I would want to then make a special follow up.
Who is responsible for and
who wants to do this recommendation is going to be applied there. The government is applying there to the various branches, which are under leadership. And then when we reach the next point, we don't want to go back to the issue that they already have the department and only to cover those issues that have not been taken care of or have not been actioned by the department. The issues of which school and teachers think that the comments that are interesting. One sometimes doesn't understand how to respond. There's such an extension of the shop without following proper procedures. You're operating to the provider, they have not submitted all the things, operating provider without conducting the same agency. Or whether the agency to spend or to implement, you know, approving of files above the official sharing issues. You know, how would you understand? How does it happen? Those are the issues. When you come in, I want you to leave this with the question and say, close your stuff. And nobody watched the question. I know that the evening started, we also have to teach you. There is a current effective issue. And we will the president for those that are out of the community that we will be able to see that the conclusion of the process of the conclusion. Because what we are going to do is thank you very much. And let us make, I don't know where we will be, but the other thing that we need to be and we need to all the best. And go back to the institution, and we are really helping you. This is a very important topic. Very, very important. This is related to any kind of thing, or some kind of thing that I like to talk about. This is a very important topic. And it is that to be able to support the moment. So we are going to be talking for as long as we are committed to.
Thank you.